Dating.
I'd love to do this again.
You know, Rose, I think you're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Do you love me, Frankie?
Why, yes, my little rosy wosy. In fact, I want to ask you something.
Oh, ask me?
Will you... 爱情太美好了，当一段感情刚刚开始的时候，你的感觉就像是漫步在一个芳草缤纷的阳光田野，身边的一切都是那么的值得你去欣喜和雀跃。
It's what we often call the honeymoon period.
蜜月期, honeymoon period. 不过在现实生活中, 这样的甜蜜时光并不总是能永远地持续下去。
Will you be angry if my friends come round to watch the football tonight?
Frankie!
Ouch! I'm Finn.
And I'm Jean. 在今天的节目中，我们会给大家来介绍一下在形容感情方面的一些有用的英语词语和说法。Yes,
when we talk about dating, we normally mean the period before people become officially boyfriend and girlfriend.
约会的时候总是最让人陶醉，不过在你俩正式的 in a relationship 开始一段感情之前，你们两个人之间又应该怎么去称呼对方呢？
Listen to these phrases and try to figure out what they mean.
下面这几个短句都是形容在一段感情刚开始的时候的各种说法，只有一个例外。We're
just friends.
We're dating.
We just broke up.
We're going out.
We're seeing each other.
We're going steady.
怎么样，大家听到了吗？例外的那个说法是哪一个呢？ 如果没听出来也没关系，我们待一会儿会给大家具体讲解的。那么现在让我们先来听听节目开头时这一对 Frankie 和 Rose 的故事吧。
Yes, Frankie and Rose have been through all of the stages of love. Let's take them back to the start of their relationship and hear their love story.
Day one, Frankie and Rose have just met.
I've just met this gorgeous girl. We're just friends, but I'd like to ask her out.
在一开始刚认识的时候，他们两个是 just friends， 很简单的一个词组，不过我们经常能听到有人用它，只是朋友 just friends。 不过后来呢， Frankie 不是打算要 ask her out， 不是要约她出来吗？
Day 3. Frankie and Rose have just had their first date.
This really cute guy asked me out. We went on a date to the zoo to see gorillas. He loves gorillas. I think I'd like to see him again. Frankie, that is, not the gorilla. Or maybe the gorilla too.
认识的第三天一切进展顺利。 Rose 和 Frankie 一起去动物园看大猩猩 gorillas。 Rose 对 Frankie 很有感觉。
Day 10. Frankie and Rose are at the zoo.
I'm going to tell you quietly while Rose has gone to buy an ice cream. We're in the middle of our third date. I guess you can say we're dating now. I think she really loves coming here to see my gorilla friends too.
Frankie 听上去很兴奋，他说他俩已经在约会了。 They are dating.
Yes, it sounds like it's going really well for them.
Day 26. Frankie and Rose are at the Formula One racetrack.
Well, you know, we've been seeing each other for a few weeks, and finally we started going somewhere apart from the zoo. You know, I think you could say we're going out now.
谁会想得到 Rose 其实是个一级方程式赛车的爱好者 Formula One fan 但是不管怎么说他们俩看来感情发展得很好 而且Rose自己也已经承认 They are going out 他俩已经是在拍拖了
Yes, she used another phrase too They'd been seeing each other Now again, this is a really simple phrase that we use often in English to describe this stage of a relationship To be seeing someone I'm seeing this girl.
Day 50. Frankie and Rose are at the supermarket.
Well, guess what? We're actually going steady. Rose has accepted my love for gorillas, and I've grown to enjoy Formula One racing. Rose, can you pick up another bunch of bananas for little Gordon?
Sure. There you are, Gordon.
What a happy story. Frankie 和 Rose 现在已经是在一个稳定的情侣关系中了。Frankie 说到这个的时候呢，用到的说法是 They are going steady.
Congratulations to them. And I think they've got a new friend. Gordon, the baby gorilla.
This is BBC Learning English.
好了，这就是我们今天要给大家讲的袖珍爱情故事。我们祝愿他俩的感情能够一直顺利的发展下去。那么在今天的节目结束之前，让我们把刚才学到的几个词组和短语再来回顾一下。
Which one did we not hear Frankie or Rose use?
We're just friends.
We're dating.
We just broke up.
We're going out.
We're seeing each other.
We're going steady.
大家听出来了吗？刚才 Frankie 和 Rose 没有用到的唯一的一个短语就是 We just broke up， 我们两个刚分手了。希望 Frankie 和 Rose 永远不会用到这个说法。
Indeed, and that is the end of our program about dating language. Whether you're in the honeymoon period or going steady, we hope it's been useful to you. Now,I'd like to introduce a very special guest to read our web address and email address. Take it away, Gordon.
Please visit our website, www.bbcukchina.com, for more bananas and programs to help you learn gorilla language, I mean English. And you can email pictures of your favourite monkeys to chinaelt@bbc.co.uk or even email questions about learning English, if you like that kind of thing.
Thank you, Gordon. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Dating.